This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, some new faces in the 2008 presidential race, and we're going to review the week's news with Linda Wertheimer, but we don't want to delay too much because Senator Barack Obama of Illinois is standing right in front of the old state Capitol building in Springfield, Illinois, and he's about to announce something that will come as no surprise. He's going to run for president of the United States in 2008. Senator Obama is seems to be kissing members of his family. There's been a there's going to be a delay while he accepts some crowd adulation. So Linda Wertheimer, let me bring you in here now. Senator Durbin of Illinois introduced him. Here comes the senator.
Look at all of you. Look at all of you. Goodness. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, giving all praise and honor to God for bringing us together here today. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to see all of you. You guys are still 10 back there. Let me begin by saying thanks to all of you who've traveled from far and wide to brave the cold today. I know it's a little chilly. But I'm fired up. You know, we all made this journey for a reason. It's humbling to see a crowd like this. But in my heart, I know you didn't just come here for me. You know. You came here because you believe in what this country can be. In the face of war, you believe there can be peace. In the face of despair, you believe there can be hope. In the face of a politics that shut you out, that's told you to settle, that's divided us for too long, you believe that we can be one people. Reaching out for what's possible, building that more perfect union. That's the journey we're on today. But let me tell you how I came to be here. As most of you know, I'm not a native of this great state. I moved to Illinois over two decades ago. I was a young man then, just a year out of college. I knew no one in Chicago when I arrived, was without money or family connections. But a group of churches had offered me a job as a community organizer for the grand sum of $13,000 a year. And I accepted the job sight unseen, motivated then by a single, simple, powerful idea that I might play a small part in building a better America.
Senator Obama of Illinois, who's now speaking in front of the old state Capitol building in Springfield, Illinois. Scott Simon here. We're reviewing the week's news with Linda Wertheimer, working that in live. And, of course, we'll be covering Senator Obama's speech on NPR programs throughout the day. Sure doesn't look like an amateur, does he?
No, he doesn't. But he is young, and he served in the state legislature in Illinois. He's been in the Senate, in the United States Senate, for a couple of years. He has very, very smart and a very attractive candidate, I think.
He didn't quite mention in the shorthand bio he gave himself, but he came out of Columbia, went to Harvard Law School.
Right.
that somehow is missing. But
the theme of his campaign is what we just heard him say, that you believe there can be hope. A hopeful America is a phrase he uses a lot. I think that this is a very interesting thing. I mean, this is his story is the story that asks the question, is the country ready to think about a black man in the White House? And I think I see it as a kind of romantic thing, you know, it's like a quest of some sort. He's asking us to imagine what we would have to be as a country to make a decision to elect someone like Barack Obama, which is a very interesting thing. And, of course, he opens right in the top tier.
Let me ask you about events this week on the Republican side. Former New York Mayor Giuliani all but announced his candidacy, and we have former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney expected to enter the fray on Tuesday, in addition to Senator John McCain and a number of other people that we've mentioned.
I think I counted at about 17 people running for president at this point.
and probably a lot that we've overlooked. Let me ask you about Mayor Giuliani specifically, because it is so often tossed about. Given various positions on things like gun control and abortion rights and gay rights, that he could never win the Republican nomination. But he sure is just almost at the very top or a little under Senator McCain in all the opinion polls. So
that's right. But what you have to keep in mind is that there are several Republican parties. The independent Republicans voted with the Democrats in the last election and may do so again. The nominating party of the Republican Party is very, very conservative, so they'll have concerns about abortion and gun control and whatnot. And I think that there's a lot of juicy clips from Giuliani's past which will be bounced right on to the net when he becomes a candidate. I think he's going to be a little bit tough for the heart of the party, which may also have problems with Mitt Romney, who is a very attractive, very conservative guy who changed his position on abortion. But I'm wondering how his Mormonism will sit with the conservative Christians in the Republican Party.
What about the possibility that I think New York, California, Illinois, Florida are all going to move up their primary dates, which might make Iowa and New Hampshire less important than they used to be, and Mayor Giuliani might run better in some of those
states. We always say that Iowa and New Hampshire are going to be less important than they used to be, and they always turn out to be important anyway.
Yeah.
We could be having the New Hampshire primary right after Thanksgiving. But we don't know. I don't know what it'll mean if the big states come in, except that it will definitely mean that by a year from roughly today, we'll know who the nominees are. It'll all be settled, and we'll be battening down the hatches for the longest general election campaign in history.
Yeah. Perhaps the most expensive? Yes. Or what
definitely the most expensive.
Harvard is announcing a new president today.
Well, it's a fascinating decision for Harvard to make. Drew Gilpin Frost, she's a historian.
Faust, I believe.
I beg your pardon, yeah. Faust. She's a woman. She's a historian. She has three last names. I always think it's amazing when a woman gets to go first at something in Harvard, which has existed since 1636. This is the first woman.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to verbally ask the people in the control room how we're doing on time, because we're having a clock problem like that. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Let me ask about something that I think has been a big story in various sections throughout the United States. And we often think that there's, nothing to be said about it. But I know I began the week in Chicago, where it was 10 below zero. I went to Idaho, which is supposed to be even colder than Chicago, and it was 50 degrees. And now you find the East Coast of the United States and this swath around. What's going on?
Well, we know we've got we officially have global warming, according to a major scientific report. And just when we get the report, all of a sudden the temperatures drop and 8 feet of snow falls on the New York towns around Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. This is an extraordinary winter, and I guess that's what global warming means. Weird weather.
Thanks very much, Linda Wertheimer.